Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting third. The right fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knoop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Powell moves to third. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund takes first base on ball four. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards second. Noop scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. John reaches second base with a double. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Cuellar covering, for the out. John moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Hansen reaches second base with a double. John scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cuellar moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cuellar scores. Buford moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to third. Blair moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berry moves to second. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Echeverrin reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. John takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuellar bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-2 in the game. Noop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Berry. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's White Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rettenmund. The throw from Brinkman and he is safe. Rettenmund steals second. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Echeverrin strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger is walked intentionally. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuellar strikes out. Brinkman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cuellar out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Chuck Brinkman. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. John hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Pafletic now catching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Berry. Buford reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blair bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on John Robinson moves to second. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Orioles. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Floyd now playing second base. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Eddie Watt now pitching. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Ken Berry. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafletic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing center field. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Echeverrin hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McCraw. Echeverrin reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pafletic scoops up the ball and tags Bellinger for the out. One out. Eddie Watt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Watt for the out. Echeverrin moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hairmon pinch hits for Jack Hamilton. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.